Connecticut's U.S. senators are renewing their call for the creation of a federal green bank to grow clean energy and energy efficiency. Democrats Chris Murphy and Richard Blumenthal joined leaders of the Connecticut Green Bank and area businesses at the Yale School of Management Wednesday for a roundtable on the Green Bank Act of 2016. Sponsored by Murphy, the bill would create a national green bank to use public money to attract private investments in clean energy and energy efficiency products. Murphy says Connecticut's first-in-the-nation green bank that was created in 2011 can be the model.
Our proposal is for a green bank that is initially capitalized by Treasury at $10 billion, with a total capitalization ultimately of up to $50 billion. It would not hold loans itself, but it would partner with either state-based green banks or private lending institutions to feed money to them.
Murphy says it would finance loans, insurance, and other forms of risk management. Connecticut's Green Bank has leveraged more than $800 million in clean energy business investments, created the equivalent of more than 3,000 jobs, and reduced approximately 1.4 million tons of CO2 emissions. Jeff Shubb, executive director of the Coalition for Green Capital, says roughly 15 state green banks have spurred nearly $2 billion of clean energy investments.
The New York Green Bank, which was the second institution set up in the country, has now animated about $500 to $600 million of total investment. It's about a 5-to-1 leverage ratio. That's across residential, commercial efficiency, a number of different solar models, a distributed wind financing project, actually, which is really innovative.
Brian Paganini is the vice president of Quantum Biopower, which plans to recycle 40,000 tons of food waste to create 1.2 megawatts of power, produce about 10,000 tons of compost and soil, and displace about 5,000 tons of CO2 annually when it commissions a $12 million anaerobic digestion center in Southington. He says Connecticut's Green Bank provided about 20% of the project's cost with a low-interest loan.
The cost of money outside of the Green Bank would have been more expensive for us. And frankly, you know, there could have been an opportunity where we might not have been able to secure that financing.
Murphy says 64% of new power generation in the first quarter of this year was solar and 33% was wind, figures he thinks make a case for a national green bank. Murphy also says the next president likely will pursue an infrastructure investment early on, which green efforts can be a part of. Therefore, he says a national green bank will become a major issue in 2017.
One out of the top 10 wind companies are in this country. One out of the top 10 solar companies and two out of the top 10 advanced battery companies are in the United States, right? That should scare us to death. And somebody's going to have all these jobs. It might as well be us.
Murphy and Blumenthal say small companies and business organizations like chambers of commerce that can benefit from the bank need to influence Republicans in order for the bill to gain traction.
Now, there have been some other green banks that have not been as successful, and so we're going to have to sort of tell the story of what works and what doesn't work. But, you know, there are a lot of Republicans who want to support these public-private partnerships. The downside is that there's just nothing more politically charged today than the issue of climate change.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.